సోమజ్ఞానకమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురుమీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామయం దదాతి సోపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగరూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగనా రఘునాథానితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖానుకాంశ్చ బంధాకల్పసరోభశ్చ కృపాసింధుభయేవచ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమావం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినేతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణీ. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది శ్రీ గౌరభక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. నారాయణం నమస్కృతం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తపజయ ముదిరే ముఖం కరోతి బాసలం పంగుళం హేతగిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీగురుదినకరణం శ్రీ చైతన్యేశ్వరం. So up to yesterday, we discussed about the transcendental nature of Lord's appearance, where he appears, when he appears, how he appears, and why Lord descends, specifically the purpose of Krishna, why he came to this material world. So today, mainly we'll discuss the pastimes of appearance, how Krishna appeared. In Mathura and also in Vrindavan, in Gokul. In this regard, we will read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text Number 17. ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. భూమిర్దృప్త నృప వ్యాజ దైత్యానేక సతాయుతై ఆక్రాంత భూరి భారేణ బ్రహ్మానం శరణం జజౌ. భూమిర్దృప్త నిప వ్యాజ దైత్యానేక సతాయుతః ఆక్రాంత భూరి భారేణ బ్రహ్మానం శరణం జజౌ. భూమిర్దృప్తా నిప వ్యాజ దైత్యానేక సత్తాయిత ఆక్రాంత భూరిభారేణ బ్రహ్మానం శరణం జజో. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Once when Mother Earth was overburdened by hundreds of thousands of military phalanxes of various conceited demons dressed like kings, she approached Lord Brahma for relief. Purport. When the world is overburdened by unnecessary military arrangements and when various demoniac kings are the executive heads of state, this burden causes the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 7, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, abhyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamiham. Whenever and wherever there is decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I appear myself. When the residents of this earth become atheistic and godless, they descend to the status of animals like dogs and horses, and thus their only business is to bark among themselves. This is dharmasya glani, deviation from the goal of life. Human life is meant for attaining the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. But when people are godless, and the presidents or kings are unnecessarily puffed up with military power, their business is to fight and increase the military strength of their different states. Nowadays, therefore, it appears that every state is busy manufacturing atomic weapons to prepare for a third world war. Such preparations are certainly unnecessary. They reflect the false pride of the heads of the state. The real business of a chief executive is to see to the happiness of the mass of people by training them in Krishna consciousness in different divisions of life. Chaturvarna maya svishtam gunakarma vihagasa. A leader should train the people as brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas and shudras and engage them in various occupational duties, thus helping them progress toward Krishna consciousness. Instead, however, rogues and thieves in the guise of the protectors arrange for a voting system, and in the name of democracy, they come to power by hook or by crook and exploit the citizens. Even long, long ago, asuras, persons devoid of God consciousness, became the heads of state. Now this is happening again. The various states of the world are preoccupied with arranging for military strength. Sometimes they spend 65% of the government's revenue for this purpose. But why should people's hard-earned money be spent in this way? Because of the present world situation, Krishna's descendants, in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement, this is quite natural. For without the Krishna consciousness movement, the world cannot be peaceful and happy. Srila Prabhupada ki, end of Prabhupada's workbook. Prabhupada is so practical. You can see the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, how it is useful in the practical life and the practical world. See, Prabhupada is very expert in this way. So he is saying how he is comparing the present situation in a very nice way. And saying this Krishna consciousness movement, in this form Lord has descended to finish the demoniac ruling on this earthly planet. Later on Prabhupada is saying, in this age of Kali, usually every age Lord comes to kill the demons. But this age Lord has come not to kill the demons, but the demoniac nature of the people. So in this verse, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is now, after hearing the questions from Parikshit Maharaj, was very much interested to know about Lord Krishna, his appearance and his activities. Now Srila Sukadeva Goswami, he is going to start the description about Lord Krishna's appearance. He saying, once when Mother Earth was overburdened by hundreds of thousands of military, Kunti Devi, in her prayers also, she mentioned few reasons. She was telling, some say that you descended to this material world to reduce the burden of the earthly planet. Some say you came to this material world because Brahma along with the demigods went to pray you. Then some say that you came to this material world because you had promised to appear as the son of Devaki and Vasudev. In this various reason, Kunti Devi giving that how different people they mention different reasons why you come to this material world. But of course Brahma, he himself saying that if we claim that because we went to pray you, that's why you came to this material world, that will be our false pride. That is could not be reason that because we went and prayed you, that's why you came. And Srila Sukadeva Goswami, in conclusion, he is saying, what else could be the reason of Lord's appearance in this material world, except his own sweet will? His sweet will is the real reason why the Supreme Personality of Godhead is appearing in this material world. And yesterday, when I was explaining from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the specific purpose why Krishna comes to this material world, that bhakti rasa nirjasa karitya asadana ragamarga bhakti loka karitya prasaran. There are two reasons. And Krishna comes specifically to release the essence of bhakti, love of Godhead, and second was the ragamarga bhakti, to preach the raganuga bhakti. So what does this mean, raganuga bhakti? What Prabhupada translates this word, the raganuga bhakti? Prabhupada says, raganuga bhakti means the spontaneous attachment, attraction towards Krishna. Raganuga bhakti. Then the Prabhupada has given us the process, how we develop gradually, we elevate ourselves to this platform. But we see, in the name of this Ragamarga Bhakti, what goes in India, how people have become very much degraded also in the name of Raganuga Bhakti. Srila S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they brought a revolution to this movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, then Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit, they came and they preached very nicely the Shuddha Bhakti. But after that, the situation of Vaishnava community became very much degraded because of this misconception about how to follow this Raganuga Bhakti. Because the Sahajiyas, they predominated so much Vaishnava communities that no good family people would go close to Vaishnavas. They think Vaishnavas means they do all abominable activities. One point is like that. No aristocratic family people would come. They predominated so much until Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to picture. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and he went to Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, then he realized that Mahaprabhu's philosophy is not like that. As the Sahajas are presenting, very elevated philosophy. So the point is, the Raganuga Bhakti, the definition given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is to follow Ragatmika. Ragatmika means the Bhakti followed by Brajavasi is the Ragatmika. Whoever follow them, that is Raganuga Bhakti. So what the process is given by previous acharyas, by Vishwanath Chakravartipad, by Dhyanachand, we cannot defy that. The processes are there. That is scripture, the authorized, bona fide processes are there. That is a process that one has to practice. We agree. Because Raganuga Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, both are belongs to Sadhana Bhakti. Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. So of course we agree that Vaidhi Bhakti has to be practiced and Sadhana and also Raganuga Bhakti has to be practiced. But it is not like that. Srila Prabhupada deserves know all these processes or the Sadhana Pranali, whether it is Siddha Pranali or Astakalya Leela Smaranam, whatever given, they are all given by previous acharyas. It is not like that Srila Prabhupada was living 12 years in Vrindavan, he did not know these things. Definitely must have come across these things. It is not like that Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he did not know all these things. It is not like the Bhaktivedanta Swami did not know all these things. All of a sudden, we just came to know. They must have come across this information. Then why it is not so much practiced in our institutions? Why it is not so much practiced among the followers of Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada? So how I analyze this, that when these kinds of practices going on in Vrindavan, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, he went to Vrindavan. After learning all these things, he went to Vrindavan. Then he saw what an abominable, horrible situation is there, what is going on in the name of this Raganuga Bhakti. Then there were the acharyas. Then he realized that how people, unqualified people, jumping to this process of Raganuga Bhakti, and what a precarious situation they are creating. Then the Prabhupada translated this Raganuga Bhakti, a spontaneous loving service which will arise automatically at one point. That is the greatest contribution of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada, that he saved us from this precarious situation. The people usually run to go in that direction in the name of this Raganuga Bhakti, without understanding proper meaning, or without having the qualification of adhikar. He judged it. Though he know these are the precepts given by previous acharyas, but Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur strictly said how we should lead our devotional life. There are no followers of Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, that take up this sahajya process. Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada very sarcastically, very humorously also once he mentioned, you see, the sahaja people, they do raganuga bhakti. So they think they are the sakhi or gopi, jagatan swarup, siddha swarup. Sometimes they dress themselves like lady also. Some sahaja people, they had come to Mayapur. Sir, brahmachari, they are doing arati. So they are talking to each other, huh? How can they worship Radha Krishna Jugal Murti having kasa, the tail, kasa should be open, they should wear like a lady, then you can go to Radha Krishna. They will put saris, they will put bangles, they will put this dharmalin. Sometimes they will do drama, act like, as if they feel shy, you know, the ladies in India, they feel shy. They will do really follow like a good lady. Once I was gone for Gauramandal Parikrama, so he stopped in Telyavasari, the place of Ramchandra Kaviraj. So he's taking rest in the room, then all of Brahmacharya, they called me, Maharaj, come here, come here. Then they took me behind the building. There's one tall man. He's a man wearing sari and all this earrings, everything, sitting and chanting. This is how they're doing their bhajan. Very interestingly, now in India, there's a police officer, police superintendent. He's claiming himself that he's Radharani. He's wearing sari and all these things. Big news in India now. So these kinds of things happen, you know. They dress like lady, they talk like lady, they feel shy like lady, putting their, you know, what is that? Veil, like this. They'll do all this nata like that. They think it, by doing this, we come to that level. But Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, very sarcastically way, he's saying, oh Sahaja Bhai, oh my dear Sahaja brothers, you are imitating all these gopis, you are wearing saris, you are thinking you have become gopis. You see, the gopis, they are worshipping Krishna, they are worshipping Katyayani. Please, you bless us, so we will get Krishna as our husband. So Krishna once had Bastra Haran Lila. Krishna stole the saris of all the gopis. To fulfill that desire, he stole all the saris of the gopis. So Bhaktivedanta Saraswati was saying, oh Sahaja brothers, now you are thinking you have become gopi, you are wearing saris. But what if one day Krishna will come, think you are gopi, and then you have Vastra Haran Lila? He will steal all your saris. What will happen to you? Be very careful, be put in very embarrassed position. No? So open way he is criticizing. No? So open way he is criticizing. So we should not imitate. That's why, because the real process has been given by Mahaprabhu. Last year just saying, that jataka purana pramana dekhana namer samana nahi namer ati hale premer uda premete hari ke pai. What more information, what solid, more solid information we need from this than this? Jataka purana pramana dekhana namer samana nahi. Whatever scriptures, whatever purana, whatever proofs you may look into, is nothing equal to holy name. Name rati hale premer uday. Only when you develop attachment to holy name, then prema will arise. Name rati hale premer uday premete hari ke pai. Then by prem only will get hari. And Srila Prabhupada has given us that. He has given us that. What previous acharyas have given, what Mahaprabhu has given, that name rati hale premer uday premete hari ke pai. So that is the best process. So this is the point I just wanted to clear. That purpose, even if the gopis, what they are doing, when Krishna disappeared from Rasa Lila, along with Radharani. So all the gopis, they are searching, where did Krishna go? Then at one point Krishna left Radharani also. Then they found Radharani, very distressed position, condition. They all went to Jamuna, the bank of river Jamuna. What they are doing? They are all simply chanting the holy name of Krishna. Then they got back Krishna again. Where the gopis, their eagerness become more condensed. The bank of river Jamuna, when they chanted the holy name of Krishna. So that is the purpose. So why Krishna came to this material world, to give this kind of attachment. And of course this kind of bhakti is not available outside the drugs. There is very special kinds of relationship, as I was explaining yesterday. Krishna being very merciful, he wanted to give to living entities this special opportunity. So from today we'll discuss the Sukadeva Goswami explaining the past tense of appearance of Krishna. So the Mother Earth, she is very much overburdened. Then she went to Brahma to inform how she is suffering, because so many demons have appeared and mistreating. The Prabhupada also saying how nowadays the demons are mistreating the nature and earthly planet. So at that time also the demons were doing like that. So Mother Earth was feeling very tortured. When I came to America, I have heard the America that killing so many cows, doing all abominable activities. So when I came to America, I saw America is so opulent. Everything green, so much milk, everything is there. But in India, we say we are following dharma, but we have no food to eat. We don't have good crops. We don't have milk. So America, everything, how? They're doing all abominable activities. But how so much opulence is there? So that is bewildering me. But when I read Srimad Bhagavatam, I found the demons, they become very opulent. When Hiranyakashipu was ruling, people were very opulent. When Duryodhana was ruling, all the citizens were very happy. They were taking care of the citizens very nicely, very well organized management they had. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful. He did not need the help of Vayu Devata, Agni Devata, Varuna Devata. He did not care them. According to his instruction, Vayu, Agni, Varuna, Vata, Devu act. He was so powerful. He was. He was so powerful, the ocean would supply all the jewelry to Hiranyakashipu through the river, put at his lotus feet. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful. Narada Muni telling to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that Hiranyakashipu is so powerful, all the Gandharvas, Apsaras, they chant and dance for his pleasure. And Narada Muni, in duplicity, is admitting, even if I also would chant in front of him for his pleasure, I would sing pleasure of this Hiranyakashipu. They're all very powerful. Everything was perfect, management was perfect, politics was perfect. Not only that, there are great jnanis also. You will see, when Hiranyaksha was killed, and his family members were very much worried, how nicely Hiranyakashipu was teaching them. You are not this body, you are spirit soul, material world is temporary, everything Bhagavad Gita speaks. Everything is explained to them. Why are you so much attached? We have all got come together, just like people, they come to a restaurant, when they eat, finish, then they go, and they want everything. A very great journey. The same thing Kamsa also will explain. And after killing all the six children, and he will understand that the one who will kill him has taken birth from other place, he will repent, and he will give Mother Devaki and Vasudev all teachings of whole Bhagavad Gita. They are all jnanas. Not only that, They are very austere also, austerity. The austerity of Hiranyakashipu surprised when Brahma came, he could not believe. How can you go through austerity like this? In fact, he admitted, nobody has gone through austerity like this. Even if you're good, nobody in future will be able to do austerity like you. It's a big austere, these people say. The great yogis, great ordinary persons, great yogis, can you imagine that the yoga sadhana they are doing, holding their life here inside the bone for thousands of years? When you are doing this dhyana, it was so powerful, the fire came from his head, perturbing the whole universe. Just imagine how powerful yoga sadhana they had. But in spite of all these good qualities, they are the demons. Phir hara bhaktasya kuta mahatkuna. If in spite of all these good qualities, manrathe naasati dhavati bhai. These people's tendency nature is like this. Then Mother Earth, she went to approach Brahma. And Vishwanatha Bhagavad, she brings a very nice point. But how can Mother Earth go to Brahma and meet Brahma at that time? From Baladeva's appearance, then I was explaining that how in that Manantar, what Manu? Raivata Manu. Raivata Manu went to Brahma Loka and Brahma was watching the dancing of Huhu Haha Gandharva. Right? Then by that time, so many ages gone. Then Krishna Balarama has appeared. Then Brahma told to Raivata Manu, now Krishna Balarama has taken birth, you go, you give your daughter to Balarama. That means Brahma is engaged watching the dance. And how during that period Mother Earth went and met Brahma in Brahma Loka? Is not possible. She said, no, she did not go to Brahma Loka. There is another Brahma, Vairaga Brahma, who is living in Mount Sumeru. So there is one Brahma, his office is there also. The expansion of Brahma Loka is there also. So Vairaga Brahma, she met there. And when Brahma heard, Mother Earth is in big problem. But what can he do? He is not the Palana Karta, he is Srishti Karta. So what can I do for you? It is not my business that I annihilate all these miscreants and protect you. So what can I do? Then Brahma, along with Shiva and Indra, they all went to the shore of the milk ocean. And milk ocean, they chanted the Purusha Sukta to please the Lord. But they can't see Lord there. They go there, but they can't see Lord. Lord appeared in the heart of Brahma and told what they have to do. What they have to do. You see, whenever the demigods, they get some trouble, immediately they run to Bhagavan Vishnu. Somewhere I read, the demigods, they themselves create the trouble. The Brahma, Shiva, they will give some boon without understanding. Whom to give what kind of blessings? Just like one Shiva gave, one demon asked what, please Shiva, what blessings you want? I want to give me blessings, whomever head I will touch, will turn into ashes. Shiva Bholanath Baba said, yes, yes, yes. Okay, we get that. So then when you get trouble, then Vishnu has to come and help them. Once Vishnu told this demigod, he got very disturbed. Said, why you guys don't think twice before giving the boon to somebody? You don't use your brain to give boon to someone, and when there's problem, you're running to me. You got a bit disgusted one. Somewhere I read like that. Vishnu telling them. But one thing here we have to see, when these demigods, they go to Vishnu, that's like when demigods were very much tortured by Hiranyakashipu. A demigod, Murasura was torturing so much on demigods, they went to Vishnu. Oh, we are suffering, please save us.
But Vishnu did not say, okay, let us go now. No, I'll protect, I'm here. Stop, kill all the demons. But no, he did not do that. He told them, when the demigods went to approach Vishnu, Vishnu told, oh, we are going through bad time now. We are having bad time. You have to tolerate for some time. Your time is going bad, and the time is not favorable to you, and the guru is not favorable to you. Now when Brihaspati came, Indra was watching the dance, did not receive Brihaspati nicely, so Brihaspati got offended, became offended, and left. And immediately, the demigods, they lost everything. But demons become very powerful, so they were worshipping their guru Shukracharya very attentively. So Lord Vishnu said, your guru is not in your favor, and time is not in your favor also. So you have to wait, go, you suffer for some time. But time will come, I'll go to help you. So this way we have to see that how Lord is not partial. When towards the end of sixth canto, Mother Diti telling, oh, Lord is partial, always killing my children, Diti telling, your daishas are killed. Then immediately Parikshit Maharaj is asking to Sukadev Goswami, my dear Gurudev, I have a great doubt now. What? So all these times you are telling the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is impartial. But how Mother Diti is saying the Lord is partial, always killing my children, the demons? Then Sukadev Goswami very nicely, he is explaining. No, it is not like that. Lord never takes anyone's side. He is equal to the Samahan Sarabhutesu Name Dasastina Priya. And not only demigod sometimes becomes victorious, sometimes demons also become victorious. Sometimes demons, they attack heavenly planet. So the demigods have to run away from heaven, hide somewhere behind the bushes. The demons, they would use the demigods for their oral carriers. When Ravana was ruling on the earthly planet, he had engaged Indra, Devaraj Indra, for cutting grass for his horses. That is his job. And Brihaspati, Devaguru Brihaspati, he was engaged for doing tuition, teaching to his children. And Shanishchar, the Saturn, you know Saturn? Very dangerous planet. In India, everybody is scared of Saturn. If Shanishchar goes bad, then your life is finished. Pran Govinda will know better about that. Everybody worried for Shanishchar. They get some ring, you know, see some stone, and Shani will remain okay. But that Shanishchar, that happened. What was his job? His foot mat. Ravan kept him under his feet. So how that happened? Sometimes demons victorious, sometimes demigods victorious. He's explaining. Who makes them victorious? Lord makes them victorious. Whenever the mode of passion predominates on this planet, then who is in the mode of passion? Lord is residing. Three modes of material nature, Lord is residing there. So whenever mode of passion predominates, then demons become victorious. Lord makes them victorious. And when mode of goodness predominates, then demigods become victorious. But the Lord is there within the mode of goodness. So demigods become victorious. Then question arising, okay, Lord is making victorious through the modes of material nature. Sometimes demons are becoming victorious, sometimes demigods are becoming victorious. But we never see, in this way we are trying to establish Lord is equal to both demons and demigods. But we never see Lord is fighting on behalf of demons. We always see Lord is fighting on behalf of the demigods. He always standing with them. But we never see he standing with demons. So how is impartial? So then Sukadeva Goswami giving answer, yes, Lord is with both the groups. But when it is a demigod, we can see Lord's presence there. Why?
It's three modes of material nature, mode of ignorance, mode of passion and mode of goodness. He is comparing mode of ignorance is like wood, mode of passion is like smoke and mode of goodness is like fire. So when you have a wood, you can't see anything. When there's smoke, you can't see anything. When there's fire, you can see everything. So because these demigods and mode of goodness, that's why you can see that God is favoring to the demigods. So these demigods, they go. They ask Vishnu, please help us. And then they ask Vishnu. Then Vishnu, to the heart of Brahma. Then Brahma told, now Vishnu telling me to inform all of you that before we come to know, the Lord knows, Krishna knows these things, that what is happening on the earthly planet. Now, you should all of you go in your answer, plenary person, you should appear in Yadugansa to help Lord Krishna. And Balaram, his past expansion, also will appear. And then, Yoga Maya, the Maya also will appear. So all of you please go. In a plenary person, expansion, he appear in Yadubansa to help the Supreme Personality of Godhead to achieve the purpose. And everybody, all of them, they're very happy. Then they went back to their place. So here in Mathura, is ruled by Ugrasen, King Ugrasen. And his son is Kansa. Ugrasen and Devaka, the two brothers. So Ugrasen's son is Kansa, and Devaka, daughter, is Devaki. In this are their brother and sister, both of them. The Kansa, how he will be killed? As I was telling, Krishna, in one pastime he does, and he fulfills many purposes with that. So Krishna has to take birth as nephew of Kansa. Kansa is very demoniac nature, personality. So much so, he arrested his father. He put him into jail and he took over the position. So demoniac he was. Actually it is written that Kansa was not the son of Ugrasena. Ugrasena was a great devotee. So he is not son of the Ugrasena. Ugrasena's wife, her name is Padmavati, I think, Padmavati. Padmavati once, she was playing on top of the roof of the building, sporting there. And that time one demon, Drumila, was flying on the sky. So he got attracted to Padmavati. Then, taking the form of Ugrasena, he came and united with her. So as a result, this Kansa took birth. Kansa in his previous birth was another demon, the Kalanemi. The Kansa, as the demons, usually they worship all the demigods, Shiva or Brahma. He is a great Shiva Bhakta. So when Shiva appeared to him, asked what boon he want, said, please bless me, nobody can kill me. Said, yes, tathastu. I bless you, no one can kill you, except your nephew. Only nephew can kill you. That's why Lord decided to appear as nephew of Kansa. The whole thing has done just to fulfill this purpose, to keep Brahma's promise intact, that nephew, Shiva's promise, that nephew can kill you. Then Kansa was ruling there, putting his father in prison house. And Devaki will marry to Vasudev. Vasudev is son of Surasen. This afternoon I will explain the family lineage of the Krishna's family. How Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev, what is their previous family background. So Devaka's daughter was Devaki. So this demon, Kansa, was very affectionate. Was very affectionate to Devaki. So everybody knows, all the demigods, everybody knows Lord is going to take birth as the son of
Devaki. But concert is very affectionate to Devaki. The marriage ceremony took place. And Ugrasen and Devakara king arranged a big dowry. They have 200 maid servants, 10,000 horses, 400 elephants, big dowry gets. Big procession. And very affectionately, Kansa, along with Devaki, riding her on the chariot. Because in India there is a system when the bride and groom will go back to their house, the brother has to go. Till now also, there's a Markandi. One boy has to, the brother of the girl has to accompany. So Kansa was accompanying. Demigods become very worried. What is happening? Now Kansa is so affectionate to Devaki. So then, this is affectionate. If you have a good relationship like this, then Krishna will not kill Kansa. We live in big problem then. The purpose will not be fulfilled. So, to make Kansa inimical to Devaki, they made a plan. So this unseen sound vibration came. You foolish rascal, Kansa, you don't understand the lady you are carrying. The eighth child, Ashtama Garbha. They are not saying the eighth son. The eighth son of this lady will kill you. No, that is Ashtama Garbha. Prabhupada transcends government's pregnancy. The eighth child. They don't say the Ashtama son, eighth son. There's so many purposes are there. Why they don't say the eighth son? The eighth child to confuse Kansa. The eighth child will kill you. Then Kansa, one who was so attached to Devaki, the material attachment is like this. Immediately got very worried. Then he stopped the chariot and he gave up this horse rein he was holding. The left hand he got hold of Devaki's hair and right hand he took the sword out to kill Devaki. So what will happen now? The Vasudev, though worried, he kept himself under control. He is using Sama, Dana, Bheda, all kinds of process because he is Kshatriya, he knows. He says, oh Kansa, he is your sister. You don't do like this, it will be adharma. It is not good for your credibility also. People will blame you. So many ways he is trying to pacify, does not work. Then finally, Vasudeva said, he's thinking, what should I do? How can I save my wife? Then he came to conclusion, okay. He is thinking to himself, I should offer my son. Devaki is not fear, cause of his fear. My son is cause of his fear. But what people will say me? That I agreed to offer my son, Pradyuman, to kill? He analyzed himself. But of thinking, let me give my son, as soon as he'll take birth, I'll give him to kill my son. But it may happen, Kansa may die before my son takes birth. That may happen. And it may happen, Devaki may not have any child at all. Who knows? Finally, it came anyway, that unseen sound vibration has told that my son will kill, eighth son will definitely kill. So let me agree to this proposal. So this decided like this. Then very, with lot of patience, he approached Kansa. You don't be worried. You are worried for my eighth son. Not Devaki is not cause of her death. So I'll give my eighth son to you. You can kill. How to speak of eighth son? I'll give all my sons to you. So you kill all my sons. So Kansa, he believed Vasudev. He believed Vasudev. He has so much faith on Vasudev. So he said, okay. That is the condition. You go. You stay. You give each of your son, I'll kill. The first son, as soon as he took birth, and Vasudeva is thinking, what should I do?
Should I give the son?
So Vishwanatha was explaining,
he was not attached to his son.
He was saying, I'll see the eighth son. The Krishna will come.
So let this son be killed. I have no problem.
One son gets killed, what is the problem? Two son gets killed, what is the problem?
I'll get Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Just like Srivas, son Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having chanting, dancing in Srivas' house, Srivas' eldest son died.
But he did not mention to anybody.
He went inside, all the ladies are crying.
Why are you crying?
Our eldest son died.
Died for what?
When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is dancing and enjoying,
if my 100th son dies,
I don't care for that. But I don't want to disturb the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
This is detachment.
The Vasudeva has this detachment. So what happened? Vasudeva, he brought the first son, Kirtiman.
And when Kamsa saw, Vasudeva is so detached, so faithful, he brought his first son.
Then he accepted his son, oh, my nephew, very affectionate. He developed affectionate.
He again became very affectionate.
No, I should not kill this boy. He's my nephew. Please take it back.
Then again, demigods become very worried.
What is this? Again, he's becoming affectionate.
They don't want him to become affectionate.
They want to give hard time. They want consciousness to give hard time to Devaki Vasudeva.
So the Lord will appear very quickly.
So Narad Muni came.
Narad Muni came.
So Narad Muni always very expert in speaking these demons.
So Narad Muni came, Kamsa received.
So Narad Muni said, oh, very nice, Kamsa, how is everything going on?
So Narad Muni knows what is happening.
Kamsa, do you know?
I was coming.
So on the way on Mount Sumer, I saw the demigods having a meeting.
So there, the Lord has told to appear in Jadubansa.
He told all the demigods to appear in Jadubansa.
So you are sparing this boy or killing them.
So anybody could be Vishnu. Don't you understand that?
And immediately, Kamsa said, yes.
The demons, they don't understand.
Exactly the same way, Narada Muni is the expert.
Once my Guru Maharaj, Jayapataka Maharaj was telling, the Ravan, he had put this satin, putting his head down, and on his back, he was putting his leg, resting his leg. Once Narada Muni came.
So Ravan, very nice, very nice.
Now what are you doing? Is he torturing the demigods like anything?
Oh, you have put satin like this on your foot?
Very nice, very nice.
But you are putting your leg on his back.
You should turn his face. Put your leg on his belly.
No, he'll suffer more. Put on his belly.
It looks like Narada is very not good.
Why is telling Ravan to torture the demigods?
No, you should put on his face and put your feet on his belly.
And Ravan is demon. He doesn't understand how Narada will treat him.
He merely turns on his satin face upwards.
Actually, whoever loves Sunny Drishti,
Sunny look upon anybody, his life will be spoiled.
So all these days, he has put his Sunny's face down, he has flourishing.
So Narada tricked him, saying that you put your feet on his belly,
he turned the Sunny's Satan's face, and Sunny looked upon Ravan, and he was finished.
That is how the some scripture has mentioned like that.
So again, Narada will tricked him, then immediately.
Of course, when Vasudeva was given, said, no, you take your son back.
He had no hope. He knows he is a demon.
Now he can take back any moment he will kill.
He was not very jubilant to get his son back.
So immediately he started to kill one after another.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
All the six Garhasuras, they are all killed.
And finally, Sankarsan, Balaram, he appeared in the womb of Mother Devaki.
So these six Garhasuras, who they were, all these things we'll discuss in this afternoon. This afternoon, I hope I'll cover all the up to Krishna comes to Nanda Maharaj's house, and I'll try to find if I can describe how Krishna appeared
in Nanda Maharaj house also, as it has been explained by Jibba Goswami in Gopal Tampu. So this afternoon we will cover up to Krishna's appearance in jail and in Nanda Maharaj's house. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.